Kat, you've been joined with Julie Dowell.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Kat. I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so good to talk to you. And I am so excited to talk to you about all of your works. Now, Broken Wish, that is it. Tell me about this book. Is that the first book of the series?
Yes. Broken Wish is the first book of a new Disney series called The Mirror.
Okay.
And there are going to be four books total, and they're all going to be written by different authors.
Wow. So this is something kind of new, right?
Absolutely. Yes. I think it's a very innovative concept to have four completely different voices. So all of the books are going to be set in different time periods and different settings, but they're all going to be dealing with the same curse that affects different branches of the same family tree.
Can you tell us a little bit about Broken Wish so we can get an idea about the first book?
Sure. Broken Wish is set in 1800s Germany in a town called Hanau, which is a real place. It's actually the birthplace of the Brothers Grimm, the original storytellers of fairy tales in the Western world.
Right.
And Broken Wish centers on a girl named Elva. She's 16 years old, and all her life she's grown up with these strange, inexplicable magic powers where anytime she looks into a mirror or any sort of reflective surface like a puddle, she can see glimpses of what is to come. And anything that she sees always comes to pass. So when she sees this devastating tragedy that's going to come to her family and everything they've ever worked for, she, of course, wants to find a way to stop it at all costs. And that drives her into the North Woods in search of this legendary witch who's reputed to live there and who might be the only person who can help her protect her loved ones.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what's your motivation behind this series and that book?
Well, it kind of fell into my lap, actually, because back in 2018, Disney editors approached my agent.
Uh-huh.
The previous year, I had published a book called Forest of a Thousand Lanterns, which is a retelling of Snow White's Evil Queen.
Right.
And so Disney had heard of me through this book, and they knew that I had experienced retelling fairy tales, and they knew that I liked it. So they said, listen, we have this concept where there's going to be four books written by four different authors. We would love for you to write one of them. And of course, being a Disney kid who had grown up in the 90s in the golden age of Disney, of course I gave them a resounding yes. And that was how the story was born.
Wow. How was it like collaborating with three other authors on this four book series? Was it hard or was it fun?
It was both hard and fun. It was hard in the sense that I had never done anything like this before. I had written three books all on my own, completely like my original ideas, just me working on the page. But for this series, so because my fellow authors are writing about the descendants of my characters and passing on some of the magical powers and even some of the relics that you'll see in Broken Wish will be carried down through their books, because there's that thread of continuity that needed to happen, we all had to collaborate. We got onto Skype. We got onto FaceTime. We have this monstrously long text chain of just us freaking out and trying to work through the magic system and just figure out these characters so that everything would link up, because we want the series to be a fun treasure hunt for readers. If you read book one and then you go to book two, which is set in roaring 20s New Orleans, you might see some familiar faces. You might see some familiar magical items. And we wanted it to be fun, like Easter eggs for them, kind of hunting for these little treasures in each of our books. So working together was absolutely lucrative and required for the series.
Well, I'm just so excited because I am a big fan of fairy tales. And what do you make of all the popularity of fairy tale reimaginings?
Oh, I know. I see fairy tales everywhere, right? In media, in TV shows, in movies, even on the stage, in plays and musicals. There's something about these fairy tales that has resonated with humans for centuries. Because if you look at the tale of Cinderella, for example, there's a version of that tale in every country in the world. There's a Cinderella in China, in Vietnam, in Egypt, in Africa. And I think that it's really interesting that these familiar archetypes have carried on through the ages. things. I think there's something about fairy tales that feels familiar. Yes. Maybe that's what draws us to them, because to me, a fairy tale is like being told a story by the fire on a cold winter's night. And the fact that they're getting retold by blending these familiar tropes, that makes you feel like you're being told a comforting story you know, and then suddenly flipping those items onto their heads, like it gives it a freshness and something that's really, really fun and interesting.
Well, I think it's so neat how a lot of you authors are doing, you know, creating strong female leads. I mean, that's amazing. How do you do that and keep it unique?
Well, I've noticed specifically with fairy tales that women in those tales are often very flat, right? They're either good or they're bad, and we don't really know much about them because right. The princess is beautiful and the witch is evil, and women in those old stories just aren't given license to be fully fledged human beings. And I feel that with these modern renditions, bringing this out to an audience of girls who will one day become CEOs, one day become business people, teachers, presidents, we need to create female characters who are strong in every sense of the word. There's a lot of different female strength. It's not just about holding a sword and going out to fight and save the day, although that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
But sometimes strength is about knowing what you want. It's about going after your lifelong dream. It's about protecting your loved ones, doing everything you can to fight for good. And it's just so important to me to write characters that do that, so that kids can see that there's all types of women out there, all types of strength.
Well, as a Vietnamese American who loves literature, some of the things that you see, what do you see lacking in books or featuring Asian American characters?
Well, when I was a kid, I never saw any heroes who looked like me. You know, they were never allowed to be the lead character of the story. Anytime I would see an Asian character, they would either be the best friend or the sidekick or the evil ninja. Like, there were certain archetypes that we were allowed to fit into and nothing else.
Right.
And when I got this opportunity to publish my books, I wanted to present all sorts of cultural ties to my heritage, because it's really important to me to sure. have kids out there see that there are all different experiences. I think that books build compassion in kids, because it's a way of walking in someone else's shoes and seeing what their experiences are. And it's not, the world is not just about one kid, one person, one experience. It's about all of this cultural richness. And I think that with this sort of renaissance in children's literature, where we're seeing a lot more marginalized voices coming out, I think that that's going to be a really, really big accomplishment, especially with this series, the Mirror
yeah.
series. It's going to be written by all women of color.
I love it.
I'm Asian. Yes, and there's two Black women, and J.C. Cervantes, who's writing the third book, is Latina. So there's going to be a lot of nuance and depth to these fairy tales that have been well-trodden and well-told throughout the years.
Julie, I'm so excited. Everything about this is exciting. I love this.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I noticed the Disney blog says, Broken Wish is the perfect dark Disney fairy tale. I love it. And I see the cover of your book, and I'm just like, I love the artwork. It draws me in.
Thank you so much. I love that cover, too.
How can we stay up with you on social and find out what's going on and what and where and all this good stuff?
Sure. Well, I have a website at juliedao.com, and Dao is D-A-O.
Okay.
And I'm also on social media on both Twitter and Instagram at Julie C. Dao.
Thank you so much, and the best of luck in the future. This is amazing.
Thanks so much for having me, Kat. It was so lovely chatting with you.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.